Well, 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 I had no idea that we had so many people in the audience of means, men, women from old money, because we found out that some of you have a shocking amount of televisions in their home. Coming up, we discussed just how many TVs do you have in your house. I remember growing up with one. When I moved out, I had one. Misha has how many? The person that texted in has how many? How many TVs do you have in your house and why on the best of Justin Scott and Spiegel? How many TVs you got in the house? I remember the first house I ever saw multiple TVs in was my buddy Justin Dean, Hamlin Road, growing up. I didn't know you could have a house with two TVs.
Yeah, I don't remember that as a big moment for me.
Well, he was also the first house I ever saw that had two bathrooms also. I was like, wait, we could go to the bathroom in different parts of the house? What is this, Buckingham Palace?
Growing up, we had... Well, one Christmas, me and my brother both got matching TVs. They were the little 13-inchers. Remember the 13-inchers?
Yep.
And we each got one in our bedroom. So we had... God, those... And I'm pretty sure the sides of it was that fake wood paneling as well. It was like that little Sony fake wood TV. It was like 13 inches. So there was one, two. Then we had one in the living room and one in the basement. So we had four. Some of the texts are crazy. I mean, we're getting people nine TVs and it's just him and his wife. It's like, what do you...
What for? I mean, I get it. I basically live in a Hilton, so I need multiple TVs. But that many for two people?
Nine TVs, one for every room. There's five bedrooms, exercise room, bar, two family rooms. None of us watch TV, and they have no cable.
Damn. All right. It seems to be right around the four to six TV ranges. Finally found someone that beats Misha. Tanner Krause, five people, 13 televisions.
Yowza!
13 TVs in the house. Good Lord. Do you know my house in Waldorf? We had one TV in that house until 2 years before I moved out. I finally bought a television for my room. I bought a 17-inch Sony Trinitron. I remember it was, God, it weighed as much as our printer. And I bought it, and that's the TV I took with me when I moved out. But we only had one TV my entire life in that house.
Dude, you know we had in the basement? It was a hand-me-down. I don't know where it was from. God, who had it before we had
it? Can
I
guess
can't remember.
What it
yeah,
was?
Please.
You had the great big widescreen projection one that had the bulb in it.
It had three bulbs, and it had this big door that you opened up on the front. And then the bulbs shot onto a mirror, and then the mirror shot up onto the screen. It had a... What is it? Red, green, and blue bulbs, I think, or something. And it shot onto this mirror, and then the mirror projected it up onto this big, giant, curved, like, screen.
That was the TV of the wealthy. That was the TV of the well-to-do.
It was a hand-me-down. It was on its last legs when we had it. It got the job done, but it was, that was one point the pinnacle.
I can promise you, if you find that TV in a house in 1989, you know what else you're going to find in that house? You're going to find a waterbed. That house had a waterbed and one of those TVs. You couldn't buy one without the other. Let's go to...
As we digress away from TVs, what about the intercom system? Remember those?
Dude, I've never known anybody with an intercom. That's fancy.
Oh,
pants.
No?
Nah, I never knew anybody
My buddy
had
Charlie
one.
Had... You've seen him in the movies. Like, wasn't there one in Ferris Bueller's Day Off where they... It's on the wall, like in the hallway, and it's in the bathroom, and it's in the kitchen. My buddy Charlie had the intercom system.
Wow. God, that
he was rich.
I was going to say, Charlie's family's doing well. How about James' family on line one? James, can you beat Misha's 10?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's a pleasure to talk to you guys. Pleasure to talk to Josh, especially.
Very nice. Very nice.
Oh, thank you.
So, we live in Waldorf. We've got 11 TVs on our house right now.
So, you're the mayor?
Yeah, pretty much. It's the Waldorf Mansion. 11 TVs. We've got five people in the house. When we first moved in, we only had a couple, and it's expanded. We've got four TVs in our living room.
What?
Me, my wife, and my daughter, we like to game side by side, so we have TVs for each of us. The three kids each have a TV in their room. There is a TV in the kids' dining room, play area kind of room. And then we've got two TVs in our bedroom, one in, you know, the main part of the bedroom, and then one in the back of the bedroom where we have an office and kind of sitting area.
How often are all these TVs on simultaneously?
All of them, not very often. Usually between 6 and 8 are on at a time.
TV in your bedroom is very bad, by the way. Get it out of there. It's bad sleep hygiene.
I am well aware.
Yeah, and then
that was my wife's decision.
What is this game that you're playing? Do you guys all play the same game, or you play different games while sitting next to each other?
We play this. Usually we're playing the same game. We actually play Elder Scrolls Online, which I have personally made a trip to visit your guys' in-game characters.
Thank you. You found Justino, Scoot, and Spargle?
Dude.
Yep, I definitely have. I took a picture. I put it on your guys' Twitter one time.
Hell yeah, dude.
Can I ask, where in Waldorf do you live? Like, without triangulating your address, what, like, part of town?
We're out towards Akakeek off of Bensdale Road, so
okay.
Far outside of Waldorf.
There's some bigger homes out there. Okay, so you don't live in, like, Waldorf proper?
Luckily not.
Yeah, what
hey,
a throwing hell ride.
What kind of character are you in Elder Scrolls?
At this point, I've made pretty much everything, so I kind of just cycle through the different characters. It was a COVID thing for us. Once COVID started, lockdown started, we're like, you know, we're going to start playing something together, and we all started playing, and it kind of just took off from there.
Very cool. Hey, if our friends at ZeniMax are listening, Bethesda's listening, we know you got your next big whopper AAA $200 million budget game coming out. Starfield, we want in it. We want in it. I know it's being developed. You know who over there, buddy.
Yeah, can I be an alien or something?
I don't know what the hell you can be, but this is going to be their next massive, massive game, okay?
Let's not forget Pumpernickel. She was in the game, too,
She's
remember?
Still there. She's still there. So, Matt, your amazing team, Mr. Firer, if you're nasty, we want in Starfield, okay? It's going to be Skyrim in space. And that was one of the biggest honors I've ever had since being on the show, second only to working alongside Josh, is getting to have my likeness in a video game. We won in Starfield, the biggest release of this coming generation.